yellowish beard and hair, and an old scar sewn with baling knots across his stomach. The use of crutches had made his torso and arms as broad as a galley slave's, but his defenseless legs looked like an orphan's. Dr. Juvenal Urbino studied him for a moment, his heart aching as it rarely had in the long years of his futile struggle against death. "Damn fool," he said. "The worst was over." He covered him again with the blanket and regained his academic dignity. His 80th birthday had been celebrated the year before with an official 3-day jubilee, and in his thank you speech, he had once again resisted the temptation to retire. He had said, "I'll have plenty of time to rest when I die, but this eventuality is not yet part of my plans." Although he heard less and less with his right ear and leaned on a silver-handled cane to conceal his faltering steps, he continued to wear a linen suit with a gold watch chain across his vest as smartly as he had in his younger years. His pasteur beard, the color of mother-of-pearl, and his hair, the same color, carefully combed back and with a neat part in the middle, were faithful expressions of his character. He compensated as much as he could for an increasingly disturbing erosion of memory by scribbling hurried notes on